Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The year is 2009. Great.
Great.
Awesome year.
An Italian girl from New York City, Stephanie Germanotta, peaked with the Fame Monster. I'm sorry, we just lost all our subscribers again. I'm kidding. A Star Is Born.
You know what? I was actually going to say it too. And then I was like, no, I'll get scalped from...
I'm going to get scalped from the monsters. Already have. They've already called me. Anyway, we don't have to revisit that trauma. We love Gaga. Bye. See you at Enigma.
I don't know. No, I'm kidding. This year, Miley Cyrus put her hands up because they were playing her song. The butterflies flew away because they were dead, flopping out of Asia O'Hara's tits. And she nodded her head like, yeah, moved her hips like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was a party in the USA.
Not anymore, bitch. Now it's just constant terror.
Oh, right.
Anyway. This one you won't know.
Oh, what are you saying?
Or maybe actually you might know this one. Cheryl Tweedy Cole Fernandez Versini Page, now just Cheryl, formerly Cheryl Cole, had us fighting for this love.
Not aware.
You're not aware.
Although I do know three words.
Oh, yeah, you do know
yeah,
three
that's
words.
A bop.
Yeah, one of will.i.am's only good songs.
Oh, well, one of two good songs.
Two, yeah.
Scream and Shout.
Right.
Back to my point earlier about parties. Potties here.
Oh my God, that debut in 2009? Mm-hmm. Wow. Ronnie.
Snooki got punched in the Snook face snuts. This year.
She sure did.
Mm-hmm. I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet.
Oh my God, man.
I'm here and I'm staying, whether you like it or not.
It's really just a house of your personalities split into one home. Jersey Shore
really
is just Kyle.
Yeah, it's Sammy versus Dina is just me talking to myself, my last two brain cells.
Don't talk to me the way you're talking to me. First of all, and second of all,
first
don't
of
talk
all,
to
second
me.
Second of all.
You know what?
You're a cunt. No, you're a cunt. Dina, Diana, whatever the fuck your name is.
Literally, that is just you. Anyway, welcome everyone to the circus.
I had one more.
Oh? Just kidding.
I would just like to say that in 2009, I physically was in the pit at the 2009 VMAs when Kanye West snatched the microphone from Taylor Swift, and she sobbed as the lights and cameras went down, and then Taylor Lautner came out, and he walked her off stage. I was there. I witnessed it.
You heard it here first.
Mm-hmm. And Pink tried climbing over the chairs to fight him.
And then legendary tweet, Kanye West is a piece of shit or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, quote me. And then people quote tweeted it in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And every year. Wow.
I know.
Memories. Good times. Our fave was busy touring to notice any of that nonsense.
Yes, true.
Yeah. Anyway, she was busy on the circus tour, which is what we will be getting into in the year 2009.
Welcome.
Welcome
to the circus.
To the circus.
Hey, I'm T. Kyle.
Hey, I'm Bradley Stern.
This is our new brand. Yeah, no.
No, that's not going to work.
Hey, I'm T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley Stern.
And this is It's Britney, Bitch.
A podcast for stans.
By stans.
Dedicated to 20 years of the living legend, Britney Jean Spears. So what brought us here? How did we get to the circus tour? Do you remember the road leading?
Yeah, a new album.
New album.
Called Circus.
And what was the concept?
Circus. It's kind of like a circus.
The concept for the video Circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
Right, right.
So Yeah, so this was exciting because she announces the tour along with the release of the album.
Right.
So we were getting a comeback in a huge way. It was new music.
Yeah.
She was looking fierce. She gave us live performances, and then she announced tour dates.
And remember, this is our first tour from her since, well, unless you count Eminem's tour, since Onyx Hotel Tour. And yeah, that is 5 years.
Yeah.
And the other thing about it, as she says in that featurette with, I believe it came with For the Record, or maybe the circus making of documentary thing.
The circuit is a little bit lighter than I think Blackout. I think a lot of the songs I did at that time, I was going through a really dark phase in my life, so a lot of the songs reflect that. But it's really interesting because I didn't go on tour with that album. So I'm going to have to bring some of those songs from that album onto this tour that I do. So I'm excited because it's going to feel like so much new material. So I'm excited though, but there are two totally different vibes. I think this one probably has a lighter feel, like a little bit more pop in it than Blackout. Black is a little bit more darker and edgier and a little bit more urban.
That is our only acknowledgement that Blackout exists during that time when she says, like, my album was a little bit darker. I'm really excited to, like, perform some of those songs on the tour. Meanwhile, this is a Blackout tour.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
It's like, I think, 6 Blackout songs and 3 Circus songs.
Right.
She knows that it's one of her best albums, and she knows that she wanted to tour it all along. So she basically turns it into the Blackout with hints of Circus tour.
Right, which we needed.
We needed. We needed justice for Blackout at that moment. So yeah, as you were saying, we start to get not only the announcement, then we get content from Britney.com is actually serving.
I believe this is when there was the makeover and relaunch of BritneySpears.com.
Yeah.
I remember it was like the blue and the pink.
The pink watermark. Oh, puberty.
Oh, I literally just she looks like... too.
Finally a real man. BritneySpears.com watermark on the lower right side.
Yes.
How disgusting that we know these details. Yeah,
is this also when Britannica jumped out?
Britannica jumped out definitely by 3 because I believe she was involved in the unveiling of it. But yeah, Britannica came in and for those who don't know, that was a character / webmaster that they've created with the website at this point that is tweeting and basically
she was a stan.
She was a stan.
Stans were popular.
Yeah, it was eventually recycled into what is now the Britney Army, I believe.
I don't know her.
I don't know her. We don't know her, but thanks for the RTs.
I don't like the name Britney Army. Who I don't know where that came from.
Oh, that's a very controversial statement.
I hate it.
Yeah, Barmy. Barmy is.
Are you? Do you like
horrifying?
It?
I don't love it. I don't hate it.
It just feels violent to me.
Right. We're a peaceful people. I go on exhale. We're a really
so nice.
Peaceful people.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would really, I mean, Britney's Bitches is kind of fun. The Spear Leaders is kind of fun.
Or just Britney fans.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were we talking about? BritneySpears.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it gets a makeover, we get a comeback moment, and I remember we started to get a lot of BTS behind the scenes.
Oh, BTS? Oh, yes, we get behind the scenes.
Rehearsal photos.
Rehearsal photos, which look very exciting. I was very shaken by all of these pictures.
Mm-hmm, same.
The one production.
With the, she's holding the pole.
Yeah.
And it's you know it's from Circus.
Yes. I mean, because I just think that we forget now just how dire it felt that the idea of her touring on such a big scale. And we're seeing this rehearsal space that is illegitimate. Like, everything looks big.
Yeah. I also remember in For the Record,
mm-hmm.
you saw a lot of dancing scenes.
Yes.
And it was like, okay, like, she did dance in Womanizer a little bit, and there were dance scenes in Circus.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they announced the tour, I was like, oh, she's been like clearly working behind the scenes on something even bigger.
Yep.
And that was kind of a validation
it
of
was.
That.
And it built up eventually to a video teaser of the
which
production.
Is so good.
It's really good.
It's a really well done teaser.
That was like all the proof I needed I mean, not that anyone was considering not going, but that was like, because for me and for you, this was the first time we went to a tour.
Yeah, this is my first time seeing her live.
Because we are both, what? Fake fans.
No. she broke her knee.
I know, that's true. We were going to see Onyx.
Calling me a fake fan.
Well,
I just almost jumped off my couch. Fake fan, excuse me?
Regardless, I think it gave me the push, because I also really didn't go to a lot of live shows forever. Mm-hmm. And this was like, no, this is your fave, you have to go. Like, this is the start of me really forcing myself out, because I really didn't.
I was here in New York and she announced Prudential Center, and so I knew that I'd be able to go because I could take the train there, and I was actually freaking out.
Right.
Ugh. And that video too, I remember you got to see the costumes. Mm-hmm. It was dress rehearsals.
Yeah.
So, and you saw the dancers and the stage, mm-hmm. and the production, and it was big.
Yeah.
We're going to discuss, because love the circus tour.
Definitely. I'm biased because this was the first time I got to see her in a tour, but it's one of my favorites that she's done for sure.
Oh yeah.
That basically is how we lead up to the tour.
Yeah, because it started in March, so it was not, you know, she has the new album, mm-hmm. and it's right away.
Yeah.
New tour. And I remember the first night, which was, I believe, California, not Los Angeles, the other one that a lot of people do.
I think it was in New Orleans, wasn't it, or something?
Oh.
Was
it San Diego? Please, I hope my brain's still working.
Shows, first one. New Orleans. Yeah, it was New Orleans.
Oh my God, I'm a fake fan.
Fake fan, wow. I'm taking over. Thank you for the Mew Mews podcast. Now we're starting off. Yeah, it was because, and I remember this because we can get into this, at show one of the circus tour, only once she performs a cover of Duffy's I'm Scared. There's only like really grainy footage of it and like her like warbling. I don't even know what to say about it because I don't think we have enough.
There's not enough visual.
No, everyone was like, oh my God, new song. Because half people didn't even know what that was. And it is immediately scrapped from the set.
Yeah.
Sometimes you, especially with Britney, you kind of have to go to the opening night because chances are she's going to do something. Or like, you know, when we got Femme Fatale tour, we get burning up for about 5 seconds.
Yeah, that is true. And He About to Lose Me got scrapped too. I'm glad I saw it.
Started. So yeah, we get a cover of Duffy, I'm Scared. But why don't we, before all that, we can kind of talk about the show.
Yeah.
And how it kicks off.
Well, I remember it when it kicked off, and this is now I'm at a point where I'm in Exhale and in the fan forums,
yeah.
and following all the
fighting
albums.
Fighting for our lives.
Yeah. And making myself like a cute Avi. And I had a signature and everything. So like I'm all in.
Yeah,
at this
you're
point
you're
in the
dragging me.
Yeah.
Unknowingly.
I'm like defending Mew Mews in the fan forums of Exhale.
Yeah.
And had not met him yet.
Right. and you would not have defended otherwise.
Yeah. The first night I remember the photos of her coming down from the center and she was crying.
Crying. And she looks beautiful.
And I was so warmed.
Yes.
What's the word for? I was gonna say heartbroken. Not heartbroken.
Heartburn.
My deep in my heart was emotional.
The heart jumped out. Yeah.
yeah.
For sure. She looks so taken aback and like grateful. She looks like a pure angel. We should mention. So the opening of this tour is her descending from the top of the venue.
Should we just do like a visual?
Yeah, we're gonna take you there.
Not monologue.
This is going to be like a relaxation tape where
we're gonna do the circus
eyes.
Tour ASMR.
Yeah. Imagine if you will entering a big tent.
Breathe
on me.
Oh my God. Actually, that actually would be a really funny episode bonus something.
There have been ASMR requests.
Stick a pin in it.
Stick a pin. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll discuss the tour first.
Yeah.
We're going to run through it because I love this tour. I love every second of it.
Same.
So it starts out, the stage is a three-ring circus.
In the round.
Because it's the circus tour.
The concept for the video circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
And we want it to be like a circus.
Like a circus.
So there's three rings, the center one, two side ones. And there's this huge screen that just wraps around. And it's down, covering the stage at the beginning. And didn't they have to like wheel her in the
yes,
trunk?
In a trunk.
In a secret trunk.
Yeah.
So anyway, so it's a tour intro, which is on YouTube. I believe that someone uploaded it.
Of course, yeah. It's like HD now from like Britney Chili.
Yeah, starring Perez Hilton. Now, I have a theory about this.
Okay.
Because in the video, she gets to shoot Perez yeah. with a crossbow. It is so fierce. Yeah. She looks so good in this. The production is next level. It's so well done. Mm-hmm. And she gets to shoot him, kill him with a crossbow. I have a theory. This is my conspiracy theory, allegedly. I don't know where I got it from or why I believe this. So don't come for me. I believe that Perez settled his lawsuit issue for leaking blackout because he got sued by agreeing to be in this video and to praise everything that happened with Britney. That's my conspiracy theory.
Mm.
Because he was very supportive of the tour.
He sure was.
And I remember they let him post the, like, reveal the video, I think, on his website or something like right. that. He was just super supportive of the whole thing.
Yeah. I have no idea, personally. I will say that it was very, how would I put it? Cathartic for fans to see her take down somebody who was one
vicious.
Of the prime aggressors in the paparazzi takeover of 06 to whatever. Yeah, it was really nice to have her take control.
Yeah, and even from a conceptual standpoint,
yeah.
it made sense because he mm-hmm. was the ringleader of this circus of the internet
yeah.
and was controlling mm-hmm. it and the voices of these like characters that you see, and then she just is like, see ya, and then yeah. welcome to the circus.
Do you like the circus? Do you like the circus?
Enter one, enter all. The circus of the bizarre. Where the lights flash and the lions roar. And there's always a freak show. Freak show. You know I'm the first on the scene. That's why they call me the queen. Well, I call me the queen, but I'm here tonight to give you a treat. A woman, yes, I've maligned in the past. I was a bit of a beast, I admit it. I'm bad. That's why I'm feeling so fierce, to give you the return of the fine Lady Spears. She's the queen of the circus, the mistress of ceremonies, the ringleader in charge. What a show. The boys are all buff and beautiful, and the broads are all buxom and bold.
There's crazy
clown boys and
shittiest clown clowns
blowing balloons until they explode. Brazen bitches in fucktastic britches swing their titties, and first they're straight and then gay and then straight, and they're just f***ing confused.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
Bunch of freaks. The Lady Spears will give you a feast. Just come inside to the greatest.
To the greatest show on earth.
Oh, it's an orgy. The longest tent poles. Circus balls. We've got it all. Welcome to the circus.
She descends from the center of the ring.
And I actually, you know, besides Dream Within a Dream, which you can't really beat a Wheel of Death, but I think it might be her best way to enter the stage. It was so exciting.
Oh, yeah.
To have her come from way, way, way high up as the ringleader in her circus outfit and her mask, which would eventually, like, as we know, Brittany loves a costume change, and she would eventually tweak that outfit a few times throughout the tour.
Yeah.
But in its original form, it's like,
yeah, the ringleader jacket.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people, even to this day, I see Halloween costumes all the time.
Yeah.
And she has the tiger head.
Tiger.
On as a helmet, right. Mm-hmm. A helmet mask, feathers. Like, it's just,
it's
dramatic.
So good.
It's, oh, and she's got the whip.
Yeah.
And she's got the tail on the jacket, and the B on the back is just the best.
I used to doodle that B in my college notebook. I have because then I bought the keychain at the tour as well, and I used to just like trace it and draw that B.
I have it in vector form.
That's right, you do.
I'll have to give it to you. Because I did this song in drag in college, and so I needed to recreate the circus tour jacket.
Needed to.
Obviously. So I made it for the back of my jacket.
Yeah.
But
so we get a very exciting intro, and of course, the theme of the show and the name of the song is Circus.
Oh, is it? Is it about a circus?
It's, you know, it's about a circus, and basically what she has is a circus going on around her. Mm-hmm. We get the trapeze artist, we get, I mean, it's all going crazy.
Fog, smoke, things.
Everyone's
shooting
going
out of the
crazy.
Middle.
All eyes on her in the center of the ring, mm-hmm. quite literally. She's got her whip. The tour mix of Circus makes me angry that a whip doesn't exist in the studio version of the song.
Yeah.
Like, there should be a whip after the break. But anyway, yeah, she's running this. And
this is the first time I had seen her live.
Yes, there is ear-splitting footage.
Oh, yeah. I should pull it and inject it. So let me just, before I will tune down the volume so it doesn't make you deaf. Trust me, I got you. But I remember I was standing on the ring where she does, where she pops out for Hot as Ice. Mm-hmm. And so she's in the middle, and she literally takes one step with her right leg in our direction. And I lost my fucking shit.
Yes.
I lost my mind. And I just loved this entrance. It was so good.
It was like paralyzingly exciting at the mm-hmm. time. And I attended this 3 times, I think. And it was so good every time. Like I mean, we've gone to Piece of Me 5 million times, but like this intro.
But this one was fun because I went 5 times. And it was, I wanted to be in every corner because I had this weird theory that she was going to retire after this tour.
We have that theory after every tour.
Yeah. And so I wanted to see it from every angle because she did different things in all the different
places. Yeah. The
places.
Thing is, it was a different experience every time.
Oh, yeah.
For where, depending on where you were sitting, you would get different vantage points.
Yeah.
That is the cool part about it, in the round concert.
The first time I saw her, she had the jacket and the tiger head.
Yeah.
And then another time I saw her, she did the gold metallic jumpsuit with the black hooded. Like boxer
Illuminati
cape.
Moment. Yep.
And there's video footage of this show on YouTube because she's at MSG, Madison Square Garden, and she chewed gum.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so iconic. And I loved every second about it.
She did do that.
But yeah, she was chewing gum all through Circus and through Radar, which I loved.
Did you got Pussycat Dolls as well as openers?
I did. I got to see Pussycat Dolls.
Same.
And Jordan Sparks.
Same. The Pussycat Dolls opener, not to turn this into 20 years of PCD, which I easily could, is fantastic. It was start to finish, dance mixes, and every single song they inserted a dance break that was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
There's a really good recording of it that exists that, I don't know, you can get it somewhere. But anyway, their whole set is like a tight little, like, it was an amazing opener.
It was. And Jordan was so good too.
Jordan was so good. Battlefield. And of course we had our Melody Thornton outburst.
We did. You know, the one thing about the circus tour.
Outbursts.
And one of the openers.
Even the openers snapped. There is so much snapping on the circus tour. because I don't know what is in the air. There's weed in the air in Vancouver, which we'll get to.
Oh, yeah.
But the legend snaps so many times.
What did she say? It was something like...
Oh, Melody?
Yeah.
She was like, and even though I'm not... it was like...
even though I'm not featured
I'm not
or something.
Featured.
Then wow, Nicole's, I felt that.
Nicole's just like, aloha or something. She said.
Nicole's like, get this fan off the stage.
Please. Nicole is like,
canny.
Girlicious, is that you?
Oh, man.
but back to Circus.
So we get Circus, like a circus, and then she does like the little hand things where she's like, don't stand there watching me, follow me. Yeah, I'm doing choreo.
Yeah.
And then the song ends and Piece of Me kicks in, which I may say is my favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
Which I probably will change my mind as we discuss this, right. But she runs into the gold Piece of Me cage.
This is definitely the best performance of Piece of Me she's done. She has,
yes.
She has done it no justice on Femme Fatale or Piece of Me. She doesn't do it justice on Piece of Me.
No, literally, it's Piece of Me. And
it's a piece of Piece of Me.
Yeah. And she doesn't even dance in this one, but it's just,
yeah, no.
It's so fierce because she's like hair whipping and just sliding through the poles.
Sliding through the poles.
And the dancers are like obviously trying to get her.
Yeah.
And it makes sense.
They want a piece of her.
They want a piece of her. Like, hello, we concepts here. Hello.
Read into it.
Yeah.
She's sticking her legs straight up, which not everyone can do.
Right. And one of the times that I went to the tour, I was like, I need to be in front of the other ring this time because I want to see the split.
Oh, yeah.
And when she slides out and the door slides out.
It's so good. And at one time, she just fully yanks out her weave.
Iconic.
Yeah. She's just
rips
like,
a whole chunk of her weave out.
Don't think I need this right now.
Yeah. The other girls can't scalp her wig because she just scalps it herself.
The wig snatching has been done by the wig snatcher.
Yeah. But this was like, this is a, I will love a concept.
We
she's
do.
In the cage. They're trying to get her. The dancers are trying to claw her out of this cage. And she's literally dodging them by sliding and flipping hair through the poles.
Flipping us off.
The screens at this point are giving us like newspapers ripping.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it was so
good. So good. And it transitions at the end into
a thunderstorm.
A thunderstorm. And a song so good that it doesn't hold on just one album. We get Circus / Blackout highlight Radar. Radar comes with stripper poles and sass.
It does.
She is so sassy during this performance and struts bitchily and kind of doesn't give a fuck. And at some point in the tour, like, fully just stops doing the choreography. It's just like, fuck y'all, walks through it.
I love this routine because I know the whole choreo that she does on the pole.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that there are three people listening to this right now, and I know exactly what they're thinking because I may or may not have gotten wasted and taken a Swiffer and pretended that it was a radar pole.
Oh, boy.
And done the whole routine. Because we used to learn circus tour choreo.
Yeah.
We used to do Get Naked on my futon.
The couch, yeah.
Because it was basically a Get Naked couch.
It's like a Get Naked couch.
Yeah. And anytime I would hold something like a broom or a Swiffer, it was a radar pole. Duh.
Yeah.
And yeah. So she just is like flopping around. Well, not flopping around. She's skipping around the different like things.
Yeah.
I also had another freak out moment at this in one of the videos I posted. Because they like lifted her up onto one of the circus things near me. And I freaked out because I saw her chewing gum and I was living.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention, this was the first time I got to meet her dancers too. I was the nerd who, because they would like come out in the crowd right before for the openers. And it was her whole crew. And I am wearing a tie in the photo. I don't know why. I don't know why I wore this outfit. But I'm wearing like a short sleeve button up and a tie and I'm surrounded by her dancers and I look unfortunate. But you know what? They were all very sweet and that was very big of me at the time to muster the strength to go up to them and be like,
Hey. Yeah.
And they were like, you want a picture, right? No. That was actually Gigi Gorgeous's
your
response
photos
to me.
From
oh
like this whole like your blackout photo is so good. But I regret that I have some photos from this tour. Because my friend got wasted and shoved her head into the confetti gun, which was horrifying.
What happened?
We'll discuss that when we get there to that segment of the show.
Okay.
But like your photos are,
I
the glow up is real.
the twink jumped out.
Yeah, it's seriously though.
I don't remember that person, but yeah, you're right. Basically, three came out and then I evolved. So. House of Fun, Anything Goes, the second segment of the show. We get Ooh Ooh Bobby and Hot as Ice.
And this is we get an interlude next.
That's right.
We're switching. There's a concept here, you guys. They're going to different parts of the circus.
Yeah.
This is the, no, it's not. It doesn't make any sense. Never mind.
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
I was going to say this is the magic part of the show, but then I was like, oh, wait, no, boys and If You See Gamey aren't magic. But
yeah. It's just if you, anything goes.
Oh, well, anything did went. Go.
Anything so, went off.
Yeah. So we get Gimme More in this like martial arts
number. This is also, this makes everyone very on edge because this is the first time she's acknowledging it since the VMAs. And everyone's like, oh my God, Gimme More.
Right.
Which doesn't come out.
It should have been iconic and it wasn't.
No. Honestly, they eased Gimme More back into her world.
Right.
Like, it took several years. And then we get the Egyptian femme fatale. But, like, that was, like, the first acknowledgement of it that she stepped on the stage for.
Exactly.
They waste Gimme More on an interlude. Never again. They'll do that. Never again.
So then we start getting these magic trick moments. And my favorite memory of this one is my same friend who got wasted. I'm sorry. Sorry, girl. I love you. But there was someone dressed as a gigantic bunny on stage. So there was like a headless walking torso that went around. There was a magician that did all these like tricks.
Yeah.
And they were walking around and she was horrified that there was a quote, gigantic bunny running around the stage. So that's my memory of this.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Iconic. I'm like, no, it's Britney Spears is up there. Like it's, she was horrified.
What was she on?
Beer.
Good. Yep.
Now, still to this day, she does a reveal for Ooh Ooh Baby.
Mm.
There's an empty box, and he puts a sheet over it and pulls it up, and then she's just in it.
Yeah.
Now, I still don't understand how it happened, because I've watched every single angle of this performance on YouTube as a stan would. And either she was so skinny that she was able to fit in that bottom chunk, or I don't know. I still can't figure it out.
It's like explained somewhere online. I've seen it, but I won't
ruin... A YouTube tutorial.
Yeah, but I won't ruin the magic. But I remember they interviewed the magician who said that she was like down for moderately risky tricks. Like,
well,
Yeah, that they were like... That she was game for doing these things that were like kind of...
They required effort.
Yeah.
And timing and...
Yeah. And we get them all around the stage for everyone to see. And yeah, she reemerges magically. And then we go into Hot as Ice.
Mm-hmm.
Very fun.
She gets sliced up.
Sliced.
Which is, that one's been explained to me before. Yeah, I know how that works.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like a sliding in the box and then you just turn sideways and you're skinny.
This is the Magicians Exposed podcast.
Yeah. Myths and Legends Myths. Exposed. How to be super skinny and get away with magic tricks. But I still don't understand the next trick that she does, which is where she's in the little box and the curtain comes down and then they raise it up and there's legs and then she just pops up and she's all the way across the other side of the stage on the other ring.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah.
I just sort of chalk that up to her being
skinny.
Skinny.
I feel like she goes in, the curtain comes down, she immediately slides down, because if you look at the stairs, there's like a chunk. So I feel like she slid through and then laid on something that like shot her all the way across, kind of like in Dream Within a Dream when they have to get her to the center of the stage. She goes in that little cart and she has to go like this, like a coffin, and it just slides her. I don't know. I want to know how it was done.
It's going to be something embarrassingly simple, and you're going to have like this grand explanation.
It's not embarrassingly simple. Watch the video. She does it so fast.
I know, but it's going to be like some, anyway, Magicians at us.
The Illuminati.
Twitter. Yeah, there's it could just be Illuminati. Well, Avril knows
she's
about
been
that.
Clowned. Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa. Then we get to boys.
Which should have been Toy Soldier.
Should have been Toy Soldier. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
God, we agree.
Why are you going to have a whole drill sergeant moment?
Yeah.
Literal soldiers.
And they're not toys.
Like, sure, do boys, but Toy Soldier too.
Yeah. That was the one. I think everyone agreed.
Yeah.
On that.
That was just kind of random. We do get a fun drill sergeant moment where she's ordering them around.
Yes.
Before the song.
A spoken word.
Spoken word dialogue.
Yeah. Should and be. I remember too, in the teaser video that we saw before the tour, you saw that like army jacket and everyone thought like, that she was going to do it.
And has yet to do Toy Soldier.
Well, I will controversially say that I don't care if she ever does Toy Soldier because there are other ones that are on the top of my list.
Well, sure. I think it would be a fun
at
surprise.
At this moment in time,
right.
It should have been Toy Soldier.
Right.
Right now, I would be like, eh.
We just want one kiss from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I want her to do Just Love Me, personally. But anyway.
I think she will. But anyway, dated content. They'll like announce the set list tomorrow.
Right.
So moving on, we have If You Seek Amy into Me Against the Music Bollywood remix, which obviously would get her canceled in 2018.
Oh, it totally.
If You Seek Amy is really fun, bopping everyone on the head with a giant hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Here she is. That's clearly a metaphor for
moles. Rats. All the rats at Joanne Chattaria popping out. We're so done with this one. No.
This one, they're really unsubscribing. Sorry, Joanne. Yeah, she is hitting them on the head. And then Me Against Music Bollywood remix, which is a lot of fun, just wouldn't fly.
No, also, I mean, I thought at leading up to then, a lot of the outfits in this tour I thought were super flattering. And I loved
this one's not flattering.
No.
Nope.
I loved the If You Seek Amy pink
boof
that foofs. She wore because it reminded me of Baby One More Time. Like, it reminded me of her pigtails a little bit. If that is, I probably wasn't really what they were going for, but. And then the Bollywood outfit was not the most flattering.
Nope.
But the mix is good.
Yes.
I do love the mix.
We love the mix.
And she had fun with the choreo.
She did.
Because didn't they bring in someone who like actually taught her?
Oh, maybe.
I remember.
That
I
I'm not
like,
sure.
I feel like I remember the choreographer at one point said, and it could be wrong, but I feel like they talked about her experimenting with new styles of dance.
Yeah. That would make sense.
Which I think is cool.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to get canceled if we say literally anything.
I don't think it's bad to
appreciate.
Yeah.
I agree.
Art, any kind of art.
And I
dance,
agree.
Dance to a lot of people is considered art.
Yes.
Performance art. Costumes are art.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, we do a little Bollywood and then we get up on that goddamn umbrella.
Oh, yeah. This is my song every time. I hope you enjoy it. It wasn't that what she said?
It was well, she said it for 10 years. This is my new single every time.
Yeah.
This is... Yeah. Are we going to slow things down a little bit with a song called Every Time?
That's it.
I think that was the Onyx Hotel one. I don't know. She says it more or less the same thing every time. Every time. look, I just... At that time, it wasn't that done, actually, because it was only Onyx before. But now, if you're not going to do it live, and Lord knows we don't care if she sings live.
No.
But if you're not going to do it live, then what are you doing?
Like, right.
It's just...
I don't... The thing is, like, when she does a slower moment, I loved when she did Shadow in Onyx Hotel because we had the dancers and it was visually pretty.
Yeah.
With this, they just put her on an umbrella and raised the umbrella up.
It kind of was meant as a photo op for people in the higher seats to get up close with her.
But, like, you don't really get close because it's not...
No, but I feel like I got better pictures when I was like up because she's kind of out in the audience
With your razor
with
phone.
My razor with my
360p Nikon digital camera.
Exactly. Developed those photos 9 weeks later and there they were.
Yeah,
looked stunning. No, I think that was kind of, I don't know, a way to get her out in the audience a little more and a time filler, I suppose. But I just feel like And do you also remember every goddamn night in the forums, everyone saying, this time it was live. This time it's live.
Oh,
this time I hear
every single
time. Every time.
Even still to this day.
To this day. No, you can hear right here a run.
Every night that they perform, though, it's like, oh my God, her mic was on.
The delusions. I can't.
It was on when she said, what's up, New York?
Yeah.
This is my new single. I hope you like it.
I can accept the theory that she's recorded a live version of it. Maybe. I can accept that her mic is really, really low. Maybe. But
no.
I don't think it's happening. I'm sorry.
No, it's off.
It's off.
We all know this and accept this. We still go.
We do still go.
But I would just like for a more visual moment.
Or at this point, it's... Well, every time's the song, but I would love a different ballad to get some love.
Yes.
Anyway, then things get dark.
They get dark and they get scandalous and sexy.
And freak, freak, the freak, they get freaky.
Oh.
Freak Show comes along, which gives me PTSD, of course, because I've done the walking on stage thing to it. But it didn't at that time. That hadn't happened yet. So I was still cool with it.
I loved this interlude segue because the umbrella goes down and then those like super creepy winged dancer people creatures, which was very Miley Cyrus in Can't Be Tamed, if you will.
Take notes. Yes.
The bird in the cage.
Yeah.
They have like a dark number and then we get possibly one of her best tour interludes.
Yeah.
Her cover of Marilyn Manson.
Well, Marilyn Manson's cover of Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams Are Made of These.
Yes, there we go.
Some people thought it was her singing because his voice is so weird on it.
Oh, I'm one of those delusional stans that believed that they warped her voice.
Yeah. He just has like a high moment there that sounds like her. It's like fully just his song, I'm fairly positive. But anyway, that doesn't really matter.
Nope.
We get one of her best tour visuals, which is like this gothic erotica 2009 orgy masquerade.
Mm-hmm. Dark.
Dark moment. And Marilyn's like screeching. I think it's brilliant that Marilyn allowed for it. Like there, because it had to have happened. He had to have been okay with it.
Right.
That's like so cool that happened. Yeah. And Sweet Dreams. Like literally, I can't say the word Sweet Dreams without interlude at the end. Like I just say that and I feel like I say that as like a goodbye, a good night message to like stand. I'm like, Sweet Dreams interlude.
Sweet Dreams interlude, yeah.
Yeah, it's like very much the standout.
What I loved so much about this is obviously we get a beautifully shot and filmed and edited music. It could have been a music video.
It could have been.
In itself, it could have been its own thing. But it
easily
circles back to when she was doing Piece of Me in the cage and the people trying to get her.
Mm.
This song lyrically makes so much sense for her to be doing.
Yeah.
It was so smart.
Yes, it really was.
And just the costumes, it was like...
And having it be so vicious and...
Oh my God. It was so fucking smart.
It was really smart. And...
Like, some of them want to use you.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them want to be used by you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all just like clawing at her and she's in the middle and it's, oh my God.
It's really great. So if you haven't seen it, pause right now and absolutely look up Sweet Dreams Interlude Circus Tour. Seriously.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
And so then, at that point, yeah.
Yeah. And then one of the smartest interludes she's ever done brings us into the song that is, what do I want to say?
Oh.
At the time was very exciting because it was performed. It was like a blackout.
Yeah.
This is a blackout section.
This is such a blackout tour. Yep.
And it was so exciting. But now this song has been since ruined for me, but it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, now it's crowd participation.
Yes. It's the crowd participation song.
Yeah.
But at the time, Freak Show is performed and we get all these like weird props and it's like this masquerade ball and she has the mask and like the dancers have the tie. I love this tour costume so good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's oddities.
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Ripley's. Yes. It is full of exciting things. I liked this part as well. It was a good transition from the interlude. It made it feel like it was continuing IRL.
Yeah. And then it goes into Get Naked,
which has some of the most memorable choreography from the tour.
I love it. The bopping on the couches.
Yeah, really just, and when you hear it in a club, you can turn the shit up, and then you're going to get on something nearby and you're going to shimmy and clap and shimmy and clap. Yeah. And then just have this like group orgy moment where everyone's like shimmying together.
Mm-hmm. It's and really even, good. Like, the bridge has a good dance
yes,
break.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's not like anything super difficult, but it's
and
when
speaking,
she's like that I got everything on that jet line.
Yeah.
You got it. I could just like stand up right now and do it.
He's doing it right now, no. Everyone. He's literally
I can't get up because I'm stuck underneath a mic. But if I could.
It's true. Yeah. And this is one of the many moments where I'm like, I took it for granted at the time. One of the most common things I say with friends that are in the know is like, I took a lot of this for granted at the time, choreography, whatever, alertness, because I think a lot of us were in that she's not 2001 knee anymore mode. We were like, the moves aren't quite as sharp or as whatever, liquid, whatever. And so I feel like I was perhaps critical at times of like,
a lot of people were.
Yeah, because it was like
a lot of my friends that went to see this at this time were like, oh, that was awful. And I'm like,
well, I definitely didn't feel that, but I understand.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. This is like the shift. This is like more into the Britney that we know now, which is like not necessarily as, I don't know how I would describe like early Britney moves, but it's just more armography and more stylish than,
right.
You know, now I love it. And like looking back, I'm like, oh God, she was totally killing it.
Well, I never felt like that at the time,
right,
so
right.
I'm a better fan.
You are a better fan, and
I was so encapsulated with all the visuals.
The visuals are crazy.
There was just like so much everywhere.
Yeah.
That I just remember being like, whoa, this is like...
It's overwhelming, and that's why you had to go to circus multiple times
yeah.
to like get different vantage points and whatever.
Even just all the side dancers
yeah.
and the costumes
there are
were
two
just
side
so
stages,
intricate.
And things are almost always happening.
Rich. Everything looks very rich.
It did
costumes,
look rich.
But anywho.
Yeah. So we do that. And then we get into the two songs that she thinks are singles in 2016 and beyond.
It's true.
Breathe On Me, Into Touching My Hand. And this is the first time we're getting crowd participation, I think. We're getting a guy to writhe on, right? I think
well,
it's the first
she used
time.
To bring like kids out and like the early
oh
tour.
Yes, that's that true. She would serenade the little Bobies.
Yeah,
yeah, and they would look confused. That's true. She kind of has always done it. I guess she only didn't do it during Onyx.
Well, she did it in Eminem's tour.
Oh yeah.
So, but like she did the same thing in Breathe On Me.
She did
for
slightly
the
more budget.
Tour.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, much bigger budget and. The picture frames.
Oh, yeah. We get a lap dance and massive picture frames and writhing and
a full catsuit bodysuit of tattoos.
Yes, really great moment.
My favorite part about this is when, because we've talked about Breathe On Me and how it has that build up to the climax.
Yes,
and so she starts the show. She goes into the picture frames. And then she's in the air mm-hmm. without any harnesses on,
right?
By the way.
Oh, right.
Brave, resilient queen. And comes down. And then as it builds, she's like on beat mm-hmm. with the steps. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I know you know. And she just struts to the beat as the climax and then goes to the person and just whips her hair.
Rips.
And it's like, breathe. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
You can do it at home.
Try this at home. yeah, she gives a very brief but effective lap dance to a volunteer, lucky volunteer. Mm-hmm. He does not get a signed tee, though. That would come later. And then immediately we get into one of the most artistic performances of the show, Touch of My Hand.
An underrated performance.
Underrated performance. Artistic, acrobatic, aerial.
Risky.
She's definitely snatched her hair out a few times.
Oh, I remember that. It got caught
yeah.
on the couch a couple times.
I think like a few times.
Multiple occasions.
She's never bothered when that happens.
Nope. But I mean, you can't be at that point.
No.
It's either one, you fall and die, or...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So these two dancers come down, these aerial acrobatic dancers. Pink is shaking and...
Invented Pink.
Yeah. They form these two... I wasn't just going to say call them gays. They're not gays. It's
like a gay triangle. Well, it's like a scissoring.
Yeah. They like scissor each other into a futon.
A futon.
Shape.
Human futon.
And she sits on them and goes up.
Twirls. Yeah. Goes up, twirling down. Right? Mm-hmm. The twirl comes down.
Then incredible. They bring her down.
And she's blindfolded.
Oh, that's right.
What? Yeah. That's insane.
I've totally forgot that she had a blindfold on until you just said that.
It's crazy.
Yeah, because then they bring her up and they are spinning in the air, and then they bring her back down. Then they reshape themselves into like whatever.
Yeah.
And she goes upside down and like up, and she's spinning, and then they let her go, and she just twirls back down on the futon.
Yeah, like one of those little pretty princess things, spinners that you just let go and it lands in the fire.
Yeah, that. That one vine.
That vine.
No.
And then it'll fly up in just a second. See? And then it'll shoot up. And then it'll shoot up.
Why did it immediately go to that vine? Yes. that's basically what she does on tour.
I thought it was so fierce when, like, because I've done so much circus tour. I thought choreo.
You were gonna say so much aerial work. I'm like, oh.
Well, no. But, like, I would always... I mean, I want to do it. I can't because I'm stuck under a mic.
Oh my God.
Like I would go like on my couch and be like,
he's, you know,
like
twirling.
Like, yeah. Just like flip. That was so fucking stupid. That made no sense.
No.
Someone out there is going to understand what I'm talking
they
about.
They will. They'll hear just the wind against the mic and know exactly what you just did.
Yeah. I jumped out of my ceiling and fell onto my couch and flipped my hair once.
Yeah.
And then she like lays back down.
Yeah, she does
okay,
that.
Okay, don't sit here and act like we don't all have the circus tour studio versions on our iTunes.
Right.
And we would sit and we would perform whatever we could do. The circus tour, circus, the break with the arms,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The breakdown.
Yeah.
Do that one at home. You can get a Swiffer. You can do the radar choreo. You can lay on your futon. You can do get naked. And then you can just jump up and then lay back down. And then you just did touch my hand.
You got it. You got a full workout.
This is going to be Darren's dance grooves, but...
Yeah, 2.0. Invented Beyonce's formation, too, with that couch.
What?
That couch. The like, futon thing. Remember Beyonce formation? Like, she does that thing on the...
You mean partition?
Oh.
Fake fan.
Yeah. Wow.
Driver roll up.
Oh, God. Too many Asians. Formation... Partition. Oh,
liberation.
Liberation.
Partition. Wait, the...
Domination.
Oh.
I don't know what I'm saying with that.
Redemption.
Redemption.
Brooke Hogan.
I will not be getting any redemption. And then we enter the electro circus. Things get a little... Something more metallic. Something more spark-filled. Yeah, we enter a metallic... I don't know how it relates to a circus so much.
Yeah, no, I don't. Maybe them building the tent beforehand,
mm-hmm.
Soldering the poles together.
Soldering, work from home. Yeah, she's basically like...
She's basically Allie in the back hammering a rubber wheel.
She... Yeah, she breaks out a... What is it even?
It's a like saw.
A hand saw. It's cool with the pyrotechnics.
It is. Advanced technology.
Very advanced technology.
Wireless pyro.
Not everyone can afford that kind of pyro. She does do something in her gold metallic outfit.
She had two moments with this.
She has like a black swimsuit.
She had the startup with the golds.
Yeah.
Which is where My Pussy Is Hanging Out happened. That outfit got moved to the front of the show.
Yes.
And then this part was that black jumpsuit thing.
And sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
The circus tour lasted for a while, and there's numerous outfit she costume
gets bored.
Changes.
She needs some accessories.
Yes, but originally it is the gold
mm-hmm.
look.
True.
And she's sawing things, and that's
it's like
really
it. Like a saw.
She's,
saw circus.
She's doing something.
She's doing something.
Literally.
Literally. And then we get into that a remix of Slave.
A really good remix of Slave.
Yes. where she's up and then she's down.
Yeah. Yeah, but she goes into that.
It's like a.
Which got swapped out after a hot second. Yeah. This little platform in the middle.
Right, right.
And she stands on it, goes up, and the one time it was swaying and it was like rocking, and you just see her holding on.
That's right.
They switched it out to a little condensed little teacup.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Yep.
And then the ring of fire. Taking
risks on the legend. Fire. Oh, the fire.
Which was hot. I remember feeling
that. That was hot as ice. Yes.
From the audience. I was like, ooh.
Should have been the Light That Ass on Fire remix, but you know.
I wish.
You know, we'll stay demanding it.
She comes down, and then one of my favorite is that gif where she, I guess, it was late. Because there were numerous times where the lowering of the platform was late.
Yes.
And so it would go into the dance break, and she missed the marks on it, so she just walked over.
That is an amazing,
and
amazing
it's just like
gif.
Doing the choreo, going through the motions, and then finally gets the thing and just turns around because
just marches in place, turns around, stares at everyone. Mm-hmm. I've done my time.
Yep.
Yep. And then we transition into everyone's favorite, Toxic.
Well,
right. Should we get into one of the many outbursts?
Yeah.
So actually, this is like the place where all the outbursts happen, because we get, you're right.
This electro circus brought, I would say, the
really sparked,
the two most popular and most well-known outbursts.
Yes. One fully unaware, one aware, I would say.
Totally. Because as we all know, there are certain moments where they hit on for her microphone.
Yes.
And she knew when those moments were, and in Do Something, they hit mic on, and she's supposed to say, like, what's up?
Yep.
Insert city name here, and then the mic goes off.
Yeah.
She just screams, Merry Christmas!
It's April?
It was not December.
It was not December. It's extremely important to the Britney legacy. She fully just wished us a.
Oh, yeah. Merry Anytime Christmas. That mic went on, she started to just go rogue, and it was incredible. Yeah. And the circus tour started it. And so now, any single time since then, you never know what you're going to get in
you
those
don't.
3 seconds.
You
and
get,
the ears perk up. And if you get something off script, it is a gem that we cherish.
There's literally three parts in Piece of Me and maybe probably Domination too, where you get the opportunity for her to say something. It's like the fan participation of Freak Show. And
do you want to get naughty?
Do you want to get naughty? She usually goes British with that when she's like really veering off course. And then, but at the beginning, right after a womanizer moment, at first, it started off very nicely in Piece of Me as, you know, isn't this theater beautiful? Can everyone help me count to three? But then we started getting some like weird things with that. And then at our Radio City show, she was like, I made out with Madonna here.
Yeah.
Anyway, Outburst Knee is alive and well on circus tour, and this is kind of really the start of it.
Yeah, it really started in the electro circus,
because her outbursts prior to then were scripted, like her who knows, maybe I'll marry you in Onyx Hotel tour was like a bit, but this is just fully
rebellion-y. Yeah.
And then the second one that we get is something more personal.
Yeah, so this one is so iconic. So she's doing Slave for You. The platform lowers down. She does her little choreo, and it's boom, 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 like that. And then the lights dim, and you just hear, okay, my pussy is hanging out of my fucking ends.
My pussy is hanging out of my fucking
It is.
And then the best recording of it has like muffled, like, did she just say?
Yeah. It's like whoever the stan is that yeah. filmed it.
Yeah. Some gay is like, yeah.
You just hear them being like, did she just say? Now, I have two comments to make about this.
Uh-huh.
The first comment is that if you look at the photos from that night, it was hanging out. And that, I think, ended the gold.
Yeah, the metallic thing
being in that part of the show, and it moved to the front of the show.
Right.
So rest in peace, gold metallic outfit.
Uh-huh.
The second thing was, why was her mic on?
I don't know.
Because the lights literally go out and you just hear, okay, my pussy. And it's a hard pee.
Very hard.
Which I think is my favorite part about the whole thing, is that she's so mad.
And also it should be noted, this is a recurring problem for her, because way back when she was an angel, she's on the mic once again in a very similar situation, and you just hear, I thought they were gonna fucking vamp. Standing out there, oh my god. Like, she is going off on everyone backstage. Yeah, they really... I don't know why the mic was on.
Right.
But it was hot.
It was a hot mic, and there's no reason for it to have been on. Unless it...
I love that we're so in our own world that we're like, there's no reason for the microphone to be on at this concert.
Well, I mean,
But it's true, because, like, I don't know. Right. I don't know.
Unless she, like, screamed it at someone that was working underneath and it got caught on their mic, but I don't know. This is the mystery that...
Yeah.
But thank God it was.
Thank God.
Because it is so iconic.
And now all of our pussies are hanging out forever in infamy. That was also... So speaking of outbursts, there is one special time where she has an outburst during the circus tour, specifically in Vancouver in April. She starts smelling weed. And at this time, Britney is newly sober. There's like strict enforcement that nobody can be drinking or doing anything on the tour.
Right.
And she
allegedly.
And she is not having it at all. She looks visibly pissed. They stop the show for a brief time to ventilate the arena. And yeah, then
she literally stops mid-choreo and just turns around and walks to the center and just so stands in the center pissed. Pole.
Yes, standing, looking at everyone like, you are all assholes. And then at the end of that show, we get, I'm trying to remember in order so I don't fuck it up. It's, you can play the video, the clip of it.
It's, it's drive safe, don't smoke weed, rock out with your cocks out. Peace, mother trucker.
Yes. She was mad.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I love about Circus Tour.
They paused
tour.
The show. I remember it was mm-hmm. like, didn't the announcer come on and yep. was like, we're sorry.
You're all high.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, that is why. And she's pissed a lot during this tour in a very, like, fierce way.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't like how you're reacting to her. If she doesn't like the smoke, if she doesn't like the missed timing, she just fucking walks it out.
Yeah, this tour we got a lot of good outbursts. There's also many more that happen in Piece of Me.
Many more, yeah.
Which we'll talk about when we get there. But
yes,
this really started outbursting.
And we also, in the form of outbursts, get two songs that only appear for a half second on this tour, right around this time or before during the tour. One is Mannequin for about 3 seconds in Europe.
Yeah. Which was only like a couple dates.
She choreographs herself clearly with Chase Benz, I believe. And she's in like a bedazzled homemade yellow tank and like her cop hat or whatever.
Yeah, with the B. Skinny.
Skinny though.
And jeans.
Yeah, jeans. Yeah. She, despite giving us MSN secret rehearsal footage of this incredibly fierce
right dance sequence, break,
she's like, nah, I'll just walk to it.
Yeah.
So that lasts about 3 tour dates.
Remember this move?
That also...
Literally crying.
Literal just, cry again. She loves a literal dance interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
Even in this most recent domination footage of All Eyes on Us.
Oh.
The peeper move.
Yeah. The eyes were on
She really
her.
Wants us to get that point. Yeah. So Mannequin comes and goes, but, and this is one of my favorite live Britney performances ever. I might not even, well, you're going to know as soon as I say it.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. You ought to know. Mm-hmm. Alanis Morissette.
I even know who the original singer was in this one.
Which, you know, isn't... not everybody has that.
Looks it well.
This is one of my favorite rebellious Britney moments on stage, I guess I'd call it. I don't know how I'd categorize it. There's some debate about the liveness.
Mixed. Yeah. I think she recorded it.
Yeah.
And because they bleeped out the curse.
Yes.
But her mic in a few of them, mm-hmm. at least one of them, is fully on.
I think so.
Yeah.
She is you also, can tell. She's using a mic on the stage, not like mm-hmm. a head mic. And she looks very cool in her sunglasses and like the bra and it's like pants or jeans.
Yeah, they're like jegging.
Jegging, yeah, yeah.
And the jacket. And that purple top was mm-hmm. spotted years later.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes, she just wore it to the beach in Hawaii in yeah. one of her million trips. I think it was Hawaii or something. But she's queen of recycle-ney. She loves to reuse and use casual wear as tour costumes. That cover, I am obsessed with. I love it so much for her.
It's so good. And she has like that fierce strut and she's just walking around. Oh, it's so good.
It's so good. And she, you can tell she's feeling herself. She feels like a rock chick. Mm-hmm. She feels
and
cool.
And the crowd went crazy over it too.
Crazy. Yes. So that was one of my favorite off script moments because it only happened a select amount of times.
It was just a few times.
Yeah.
And then they scrapped it.
They did. But it was like towards the end of the second leg of North America.
There's a really good photo of her too. It's like where she's mid taking the jacket off.
That's
and
yes.
she just looks so hot.
It's one of my favorites. I mean, she just was feeling herself so hard during that. Honestly, I would love if I don't even know what she could do with it, but like exploring that a little more. I don't know how. Like, I don't think there's a rock album coming, but like she seemed so in her element that I would like die for a little angst-ny.
Yeah, or even like an unreleased
yeah.
album.
Ugh. Anyway, so that's, you know, outbursts through song, through stage shouting, screaming shouting. And yeah, that kind of leads us to our finale, a series of songs. We get Toxic, which is good, solid.
I actually like this number
Me
of Toxic.
Too. Yeah, we get the like great.
Yeah.
They're like chain link fences, maybe.
Right, which, again, doesn't really make sense for circus.
Doesn't really make sense, does it?
But,
you know, it's like the gates outside of the circus.
Yeah. And they mix the it. Yeah. They mix the beat up a little bit.
They do. We also have to do some Toxic backtracking because a lot of people think that we fucking hate the song. I don't hate the song. I just hate that it is her signature song a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. But it is a genius song in its own right, and we love and respect Kathy Dennis and Bloodshy Navant, and yes, it is legendary.
Oh, yes. Her work with Bloodshy is...
We stan, but like also there are other songs. Mm-hmm. Anyway, then we move into the something more urban, I would say, remix
yeah.
of Baby One More Time. She doesn't want to do this song, I feel. So she finds a way to make it cool and hip.
And change it.
Yeah.
This is a good mix of Baby.
It's got a beat. It's fun. It does make it modern.
It reminds me kind of Crazy in Piece of Me.
Yeah.
It's like electro urban beat.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And they got the laser lights and it's...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We love the look of lasers. It's good. And so that ends and we get the second best interlude of the show.
Ooh.
Break the Ice interlude.
Yeah. This is...
So good. Let's go! Jump, jump, jump! Break the Ice interlude is like my pump up anthem. Like I listen to this gym. I listen to this like when I'm dancing in my room and being sad. The way it's mixed is so good.
Yeah. And they got a new vocal moment from someone that's like,
yeah,
in the beginning, it's like a hype man.
The hype man.
And it's like it kicking in this beat.
Yeah.
And they mix in all the iconic It's Britney, bitch.
Yeah.
And the visuals of all the music videos. Mm-hmm. And it's just...
They should honestly just recycle it for the Domination opening. It's
just
put in a few of the new songs. It's so good and exciting. And you're really excited by the time that you finally get to the actual encore of the show, which is Womanizer.
Yep. She's a cop.
She is a cop. Yeah. We get a solid performance of Womanizer, including one performance that didn't go so well.
Oh, right.
Which I think in some ways fucked it for everyone. Like, I think that moment, even if she didn't show it, aided...
Explain the moment for the girls moment, who may not know.
The moment was an asshole, I believe, in Connecticut, because I believe feeling deep shame that it was my state. But I'm not positive. But I want to say it was. Got on the fucking stage and...
Made it all the way.
All the way through.
Through.
All the way to the top of the center of the ring and came up to her and she wasn't aware and she turned around and does the most Holy Spirit leaving body shake terror, which rightfully so. I mean, even more so in today's society. It's like, how did you get up here? What did you do to the other people to get up here?
Right.
That would be my first thought.
Exactly. Because the thing is, there was a lot of dancers on this tour.
Yeah.
And so they were like layered around her.
Yeah.
And so this kid made it past all the other girls and just slinked his way and just stood right next to her.
Idiot.
Right in front of her.
Idiot. Yep. For 5 seconds and to scare her and to, I think, add that barrier that she has with like fan interaction. I mean, I don't think that was the only, like that caused everything, but I don't think it helped her like ease with doing meet and greets.
I wish
and
she just
like that.
Fucking knocked him the hell
that
out.
That would have been, she had a weapon.
She had a, what's that thing called?
That,
baton. Not a baton. No, cops use it.
Yeah.
But
we're so good at weapons. Yeah.
Yeah. She had a stick. She literally could have whacked him the fuck out.
I wish she did.
He deserved it.
He really did.
Sorry if you're listening to this podcast, but...
Yeah, thanks for subscribing, but also you're an asshole.
Such an asshole.
And that's the thing. That's like the bigger thing with Britney fans that I think... I will say this repeatedly and in Piece of Me. Like, we love her, but like, she's kind of afraid of us in general. What do you think you're doing? And like, why, like any sort of direct, forceful, surprise, energetic coming at her very rarely ends well.
Right.
She's shaken. She's a shook woman. She doesn't really like that.
I mean,
especially not during her fucking performance.
Most normal people would not like that if you did it.
That too.
It's so, just like not cool.
It's not cool. I mean, we have, you know, there's people like, I remember there's footage of like Solange dancing with this like stage crasher. And there are like some people like Shakira kind of like lets them get their selfie and a hug before they get carted away. But Britney's not that girl. And you fucked up her performance. And no,
Right.
Like, she doesn't. And
she's also on a stage that, you know, is separated from the audience, and there's all these other dancers, and like, I think, like, like you said before, she probably thought, like, holy shit, how did this person get up all the way past?
Yeah.
Because she's, they usually get them now. Didn't someone try it at Piece of Me?
Yeah.
I mean, dancers were able to get him.
She still gets that now and again. And I mean, Beyonce just got that on this latest tour. Like, everyone, I literally don't understand the mentality of anyone who does that ever. You know what's going to happen to you. You get dragged out. Granted, as I said, some artists do play with you for a half second if you're like a really chill person. But usually it's just violent and bad for you.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
I hate people. To quote her in The Zone Out All Night, I don't really like people very much.
But otherwise. I love this. The number and the look.
It's a big production. There's like confetti, obviously, is like the end of the show, and she loves,
and she like brings out the fireworks that rainfall at the end.
Yeah,
is very For the Record circus music video.
Oh my god, yeah.
It's just this whole tour from start to finish just all tied in together really well.
Yeah,
it was a super cohesive moment. Oh, it was so good.
It really was. Yeah, it was such a happy celebratory ending, and she kills it. So that is more or less the circus tour.
Ugh, it was so good.
It's like a circus.
I think I still have, let me double
confetti.
Check. Yeah, let me double check my wallet. It should still be in here. If it's not, I'm going to jump out my window.
Kyle is sorting through his wallet.
There's Piece of Me.
Yeah, I have Piece of Me chips, confetti chips all over my apartment.
Oh my god, look.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
That actually is.
It's still here. My wallet is a mess now because it's ripped everything out.
Yeah.
I am holding confetti from the circus tour. One is pinkish red and one is silver.
Wow.
This is for my first Britney concert.
Kyle will be taking an Instagram photo of this confetti.
Oh. Will I? Okay. One second.
Do it. We'll be auctioning this off. Maybe we can offer it like with the VIP package when we go on tour. You can do a meet and greet photo with us and hold the confetti.
No. This is going back in my wallet.
Well, there you have it.
Well, anyway, what were we saying?
Confetti.
Confetti. yeah, that really...
That concludes the run of the circus tour starring Britney Spears.
It was so good. And it's such a shame that this never got a DVD.
We do have the Australian leg of it, and there's some controversy. Because remember, the media was feigned surprised that it wasn't a live show. There was like headlines because certain reviewers were outraged, but the fans were not, that it was like not live.
Should we like not even?
Yeah, we don't have to do that. Anyway, it was legendary.
That was the only thing, was just that like lip sync, and it was like so stupid. Everyone was like, no one cares.
No one cares. Yeah.
And that is the circus tour.
That is the circus tour.
It is a disgrace that there was no DVD of this tour.
It is a disgrace, especially because there's like some professional footage from Germany.
Yeah.
Dark hair.
There was a couple places where there was, because they did promo on AOL or something.
And it looked great.
Yeah. And I just think for such a smart, expensive, rich tour... There should have been something. Captured.
And then there were like rumors years later that it was coming, and nope.
I'm sure there's probably something somewhere, and then they just got lazy and they didn't want to do the music deals. Ugh.
God damn it, Larry.
But there are a lot of really good fan-made DVD-ish edits of this on YouTube.
The devil works hard, but Britney Chili works harder.
That is true. I think that's where the
it's like the intro is. Chili or whatever. Yeah. It's true. I think that... We may never, I mean, we got Femme Fatale tour, which
we'll get to that.
but it is an outrage and a shame. And honestly, and we didn't get Onyx Hotel, really. We got the Showtime special, which we took, you know, we've burned to our DVR things, but he didn't put it out.
No.
I'm like fully just talking about Larry, which is insane. We only have Dream Within a Dream before that, and... The Epics Femme Fatale Tour. So thanks a lot. But otherwise, amazing show. You can watch it all on YouTube. Thank you to the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And so at that time, yeah. Also, musically, at this time, we're getting If You Seek Amy.
Radar.
And Radar Part 2.
And then.
And then.
We do get some new music on in the fall.
We do. We got a new compilation and a new single. People can take everything away from you.
But they can never take away your truth.
But the question is,
have you subscribed? You can subscribe to It's Britney Bitch here on Apple Podcasts. You can follow us on Spotify. And where can you find us on social media? Where can they find you, Brad?
Oh, if you want to follow me at Mew Muse, MUUMUSE on all social platforms.
Lucky. I wish mine was all consistent. You can follow
it's
me
not.
On Twitter at TKyleMac or Instagram T.Kyle or YouTube TKyleM. She was not consistent.
And what's the OnlyFans? Right, so in the fall we get new, old, and new music in the form of the singles collection.
Yeah, so we actually get a couple of new things.
Yeah.
And I mean, we obviously get the tour.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of the year, in the summer, before, because there's like, should we talk about the candies for Kohl's? And then go into, like, we can do the summer. Uh-huh. And then, okay. Yeah, so this year was a fun year. It's the circus era, and we get the tour. But then also this summer, we get the... Fashions, girl. Candies.
The it girl.
For Kohl's.
Candies for Kohl's.
My style is feminine and fun, just like candies.
And I think this is the summer wear. Jeans, beautiful skirts, which you can wear, very peasant-y. Nice shirt.
I absolutely can't go on tour without these candy short shorts. So cute, and my fans can pick them up at Kohl's, too.
All that I see when I hear Candies for Kohl's is the image of her with white radar horse.
It's true.
Against the fence. I have no idea if any of that photo is real. Because it just feels so like...
It is. It's Barbie Dreamhouse.
Barbie Dreamhouse.
White radar horse.
Yeah.
And Britney.
Yeah.
It's very plasticky.
It certainly is.
It's also the shot of Britney posing, laying on pink hay.
Pink hay, that's right. And also, we do get some fierce... We get that pink bathing suit one with like the cotton candy background.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the other one?
The eyeglasses.
Yeah.
And it's wasn't that part of it too? The glasses or no?
The
eyewear?
There might've been eyewear. There was a hat. There was
the jackets.
The jackets, jeans. It was a campaign.
It sure was. It did sponsor the circus tour, so we have to give it up for them. Sponsoring the circus tour.
And then the fashion show for Candies for Kohl's is really something. We also get her standing next to like a trophy. It says Candy's Best Dressed, which is
it was a weird mix of like mom.
It was very mom.
And serve.
Was there serve?
Yeah, the bikinis. I will say the one thing I liked about this shoot was remember she did, I don't know where it was that she did it, but she released the unretouched photos.
She did. I think it was 2010.
Maybe.
But
like it was the ones of the bikini. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought that was so ahead of its time.
It was. Yeah. She released a series of before and afters to show exactly how much retouching they did or roughly. And that was intentional. And it was to show realistic body standards and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's cool. It's very cool that she did that. The collection existed.
It did. It's not a timeless collection.
No.
But we are grateful that this was a tour sponsor because...
Yes, thank you for paying for this.
The circus tour was rich.
Yes.
So, that happened.
Yep.
And then also I remember this year was...
And Circus Fantasy.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Circus Fantasy.
which God, a lot of people have, I would just like to make it very clear, a lot of people have come for me and said that Circus Fantasy is one of their favorite fantasies.
Oh.
I'm happy for you.
Oh, you smell amazing.
You smell amazing. Oh,
it smells so good. What is that?
Circus Fantasy.
Circus Fantasy. Do you remember?
Yes.
Necky Menage.
Oh my
All eyes
God.
On me in the center of the ring like a Circus.
Yeah, well, if you know, if you want to smell like peanuts and elephant poop.
Oh, chic.
Chic. Circus Fantasy, the name of that is really just...
Right, because like, why would you ever have a circus
Why
fantasy?
Would you ever fantasize about that?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Also this year before the singles collection, there is a brief pop culture moment that is relevant to Britney that I'm going to talk about here.
Oh, yes.
And it is when Heidi Montag performed...
Dramatic duet partner.
Yes. Singer of Dramatic. Heidi Montag performed Body Language at the Miss Universe pageant.
Now, to provide the music with her hit single, Body Language, she's a celebrity. Get her out here, Heidi Montag.
Wearing a
an homage.
There, that's good.
To the 2000 VMAs.
Mm-hmm. The full nude bodysuit. This one had black stripes.
Yeah, on the sides. And like clunky shoes, right? Wasn't it? Like,
yeah. I didn't understand that decision.
Nope.
But you know what? I loved every second of it.
I live for this performance.
And Body Language is such a bop.
It's that song.
It is so good.
Yeah, she really serves her best tribute to Britney unapologetically. Unapologetically. it's something. If you haven't seen it before, please look up Heidi Montag's Miss Universe pageant performance.
Mm-hmm. And download Body Language. It's great.
Download Body Language and Superficial on iTunes.
I think the reason why I love it is because Britney literally could have done Body Language.
Yeah.
And it would have been a slay.
For sure. It was like one degree of separation from Britney, basically. Right. We were like, oh my God.
She like bought a Britney demo and just did it.
If you like squint and watch from 50 feet away, it's a Britney performance.
Oh, wow. She went there. Okay, well, anyway, thank you, next.
Thank you. Oh, bye.
So that was just a brief moment that we wanted to talk about here. And then we round out the year 2009 with the singles collection and a new song and a new video.
New song, new video, new her. 1, 2, 3, people. Mm-hmm. Yes, the song is called Three, and it is by Max Martin. And fun fact, it is co-written by somebody named Tiffany Amber, who is not a real person. Tiffany Amber is one of the pseudonyms of a Swedish songwriter, Sofia Samajo. I don't know how to say it because I've only ever read it on the internet because I live on the internet. Anyway, I've written about her before. So she and Max, she works in Max's team, would write under different names. So that's one of the songs that she co-wrote with Max as Tiffany Amber, who is one of her alter egos.
Huh.
Yeah. But in fact, she like has her own thing going on. Anyway, Max Martin, Three, one of now several Max Martin songs that are very sexual.
Yeah.
If you seek Annie.
And just brilliant.
And brilliant. Yeah.
Didn't this one chart really well?
It did. It was number one.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
There you have it.
That would be considered well.
I think that was done well. Yeah. Yeah. It rose up real fast. Three is... I hear some people say it's like their favorite or like it's
up there for a lot of people.
Yeah. I can see why. It's great.
It's catchy.
It's super catchy. It's sexual, but like not. It is about a threesome. Will you accept that this time? Because Over to You Now is not about anal, but Three is definitely about a threesome.
So I thought more about it. I'm 70% convinced that you are correct.
Okay. Well, Three clearly is about
three.
Farming. And yeah. There are so many weird lyrics in this song. Peter, Paul, and Mary getting down with 3P, which is apparently slang, but who has ever have
like DP
listeners? Like, I would think DP makes sense, but it's the lyrics getting down with 3P. That's the lyric.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. That doesn't make any sense to me, does it?
Well, because I just thought they needed to rhyme with Mary.
So they just said P at the end of three?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. But according to, whatchamacallit, Urban Dictionary, I think 3P is allegedly slang for a threesome.
Oh.
But I think that's like rainbow parties that aren't actually real. Like, it's like terms that are like, do people actually say that? Like, is that a real thing?
Yeah, well, whatever.
Tweet us if you've had a 3P and you called it a 3P.
My God, what an awful experience.
Oh, your 3P? Yeah,
oh, my God.
Which one?
What do you mean? Well, the one where I started laughing and had to leave. Oh, yeah. That's a different story for a different day.
That's a different podcast.
If you'd like to hear that story, it involved me busting out laughing and leaving. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. So Brittany introduced us all to the concept of inviting more than one partner into the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Or three or four on the floor.
True.
The bridge of that song is really fantastic. Let's just do it, you and me. And then she's like, or three.
Right. That's like literally.
That's like gay culture.
It's gay culture.
It literally is. It's like adding group chat to Grindr.
I know, you're just like, oh, just love me. Just and me. And then they're like, no, we need to bring 10 other people in.
Yeah. Relatable queen. We stand this song.
We do.
Hard.
And we got a new video.
The new video. So I was looking back at my oldest muses, because at this point I was writing for my site. Apparently, I was not happy with the video.
Well, it's a little sloppy.
Yeah.
It's a little messy. Which makes sense now. I think it fits.
I think I kind of like it for that.
Now. I do now.
Yeah.
Because she's like in a steam room. Steamy. And it's like.
Yeah.
The raw.
The hair is kind of sex hair.
Yes.
Messy. The shots are kind of stripped down. The dancing is kind of stripped. I mean, the dancing's solid.
Yeah. We get a pony.
We do get a pony. We get rolling around. We get a really good. The perfume and the eye.
Oh yeah, promo
at the beginning. Yeah, dancing with two dancers, clearly, serving a three fantasy. Why wasn't there a three fantasy? Should have been,
because that wouldn't have been a perfume.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you remember the director's cut of this that came
yes.
out where she has the slick back hair, chic.
Yeah, it's kind of like more of the, was it a bodysuit?
Yeah, look. It was like a tight.
Yeah, she's like rolling on the ground with it. I will say that like this is, as my friend David calls it, like adult-y. Like,
it is.
She looks like a grown woman.
Yeah.
And maybe this is the first time that it really is a Britney grown video. Because even if you see Amy is kind of playing dress up and radar, but like three was a bit like
mature. Yeah. This era, I think now that I look back,
mm-hmm.
it was more grown.
I think so. Like regardless of what the song was about or like how maybe childish some of the lyrics are, like I think the visual was kind of grown.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. Definitely a woman at this point.
Mm-hmm. Not a girl.
and the song was a hit. You know, we the Britney fans don't get to claim that many on the charts.
No.
Because
America's trash.
Yeah, the charts don't value talent. So this was one that went over well with everyone. And also it leads into the less chart successful, but whatever, singles collection, which comes in a variety of formats.
It does. You can listen to this one on Spotify.
You can. You can get there's like a basic 12 to 15 track version or whatever.
Right.
And then a extended with all of the B-sides, which is really cool. And then, which I own and I wish to be buried with, the box set, which has every single individually packaged inside of it. It is her, besides the Greatest Hits My Prerogative DVD, I think her smartest merch.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, actually honors the music.
Does it have all the single covers from each?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I need to get it.
Yeah. Wow, fake fan.
I'm exposed.
Yeah, and it has all the B-sides for each one. It either has a B-side or a remix with each single, which is great.
I remember buying the digital edition.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, and it has a heart on the cover. It is a solid representation of the career up until now, obviously. It is.
Everything's got remastered.
And
remixed. Well, not all remixed, but some of them remixed. Remastered. Yeah.
Still iconic. And that is a really solid way that it kind of leads us out of 2009 is with this festive little package.
Mm-hmm. One of the best things I love that we got from the singles collection was the Born to Make You Happy 2009 remix.
Remaster. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remix. Yeah.
With the new vocals. Well, not new vocals, but...
The Born to Make You Happy bonus remix.
Yes.
Yeah. For all of the newer fans who maybe missed that the first time around... We get that brought to the forefront again. It's a favorite.
It is. Yeah. And this just adds like a new raw vocal-y moment to it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't know if the remastered part of it really makes a difference.
Well.
But, you know, it's nice to have a fun.
Yeah. I'm sure if you play it in high quality enough equipment, there are. Is a difference in maybe the mixing or something. Regardless, it's nice that they even retouched her material and honored it appropriately because we're on the 20th anniversary and we got
Baby One More Time merch
for the third time, right? Isn't this the third vinyl edition of it, which is fine. But
I would love if they did a new, like a singles collection with all the videos.
Yeah.
Fully mastered, broadcast quality, like DVD, digital release, some kind of something.
The singles collection needs to be updated. Like, do the same thing. I don't care, but just...
Well, next year, it's going to be a decade since. So it's almost like...
Just do it up again. Just add... Make the box bigger.
Yeah, V2.
The bass is getting bigger, and so is the singles box.
Be in the Mix 3.
Be in the Mix 3 should happen. And I feel like we should just do an episode of all the things that Team Britney should have done. The girls should have done.
That would actually be really fun to discuss.
Yeah.
Our free ideas.
Yeah. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. You won't use them anyway, so we'll do it ourselves.
Right. Just like this podcast.
Exactly. Well, that brings us to the end of 2009, like really perfectly with like timed for Christmas. So what would you say the knee would be for 2009?
For 2009? I am going to, and this is a word that's been used to describe years of hers before, but not this one.
Mm.
For 2009, I'm going to say comeback knee.
Yeah, I was bordering on that too.
Because everyone says that it's 2008.
Right.
I thought she looked gorgeous this year.
Yeah.
The thing with the tour is a lot of people didn't think it was good because she wasn't dancing like she was in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a high energy show. She took it all over the world. I believe she got custody back this year. There was a lot of wins for her because she was proving herself. We got the singles club. It was really the comeback was this year for me.
She would hate hearing that. And clearly she's listening and subtweeting us at this moment. But
she went number one with 3.
Yeah.
Which was like,
she did go number one with Womanizer, I think too.
Right. Yeah, well, but. Yeah.
But I agree with you. I mean, I think it was more of a comeback for her fans because we saw her live and doing it again. I would agree with comeback knee or even bordering on adult knee.
Yeah.
Because something switches towards the end of the year. I think when we start to stop thinking of her as a kid in some ways, because she's, you know, this reckless girl about town for so long in the media, and then all of a sudden it's like, actually she's a mom, actually she's been in the game for a decade at this point, actually she's, you know, a veteran.
Yeah.
So,
which I think videos like If You Seek Amy kind of
she starts to cement the legacy and really kind of be like, I've been here a decade more. So yeah, it's definitely kind of like adult, it's definitely like next generation-y of her evolution. She makes that leap. If she's feeling froggy, she leaps.
And she sure did. She leapt around the globe.
She sure did. And around the radar poles.
Oh, what a good year.
Great year. Solid, solid year for our queen. So I guess we'll have to see what she does in 2010.
I know. It's going to take a little bit of
a quieter turn.
It is a quieter turn.
Some might say her least active year of her career.
Maybe so.
Maybe so.
Actually, yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
It probably is.
Because even if the career isn't hot, the personal life was hot during her slower 04 to 06.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2010, granted, she's recording Femme Fatale behind the scenes.
Yes. We're going to do some digging.
We'll do some digging. There was enough to keep the thirsty fans at bay.
Oh, of course.
Then I guess we'll see you in 2010.
Yeah. Thank you guys for joining us on this circus.
Yeah.
Really, and thank you again to everyone who is sharing the podcast on Instagram and Twitter. It is so overwhelming.
It really is. We're really grateful. And if you are listening but haven't subscribed, you are dead to us. yeah, no, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And thank you to Squatty Potty for
not sponsoring us,
but
you never know.
Email us. Our DMs and our email is open. Email our hearts.
Because we are self-funded. We are sitting here.
Self-produced.
On my couch.
Yeah.
With mics that I got for $25 on Amazon.
Yeah.
Stands were $15 on Amazon Basics. You know, she's a self-funded moment. This is no circus tour up in here.
PayPal.
It's an M&M's tour. Our podcast is to Britney the M&M's tour.
Yeah.
Moment. But so anyway.
True.
Yes, thank you all.
Thank
you.
We
really do appreciate it.
We really do. And we will see you in 2010.
See you soon.
See you soon.
I can't wait till we actually get, we're so close to that actual moment.
To actually saying that.
Where people who don't know it yet, we just get to see you soon.
It's just going to be the whole hour. It's just going to be reciting the speech.
I'm going to put my GMA entrance in the beginning of that episode again. It needs to have another moment.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, anyway, all right. Okay, bye.
Bye. See you soon.
Sometimes the transition to fall and winter feels like experiencing every season on the same day. The shoes in the Allbirds Mizzle collection were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Check off your errands with the Wool Runner Mizzle, dash through cold and wet weather with the Wool Dasher Mizzle, or upgrade to next-level protection with the Wool Runner-Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.